Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
For years, Mueller Custom Buildings have been used for living spaces due to the strength and durability of our steel. They provide flexibility for open floor plans and beautiful paint colors to last for decades. Hear how JR and Kim built the barn home of their dreams, thanks to Mueller.
I was inspired by all of the options we saw on the Mueller website. I really wanted to bring in some of our surroundings, including metal and wood together, kind of mirroring our acreage or our lot, incorporating like an industrial modern look.
Working with Mueller was awesome. What I loved about the Mueller rep was that he gave us options. If I had a question, he would answer it.
We found the best with Mueller.
Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to view our extensive photo gallery of custom living spaces and learn more about how Mueller steel buildings offer a strong, durable structure for your home. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, during the National Association of Wheat Growers Leadership Training, senior farm and ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes was able to catch up with Dr. Bart Fisher from Texas A&M. Bart's an Oklahoma native and former chief economist of the House Ag Committee and talks about the upcoming 2023 Farm Bill.
You know, in terms of the Farm Bill, I mean, it's incredibly important, right? And I think you need to look no further than what producers are going through this year with skyrocketing input costs. Certainly, we have higher commodity prices, but producers are putting in a tremendous amount of money on the line to get that crop in the ground. And so, you know, the Farm Bill underpins all of that, and it provides the risk management tools that producers, one, you know, that they use to be able to secure financing to get that crop in the ground, but it's also there to ensure that if disaster does strike, that they can live to fight another day. And it's looking like, I mean, between input prices and certainly with respect to Oklahoma, the drought that's raging in the western part of the state, that safety net is incredibly important.
While serving on Capitol Hill, Fisher said many individuals who come through would constantly highlight that crop insurance is the cornerstone of our safety net.
I think they're absolutely right. I have yet to meet a farmer, who, I mean, they may be able to make it a year or two if they're able to self-finance, but even them, eventually that catches up with them. And so most resoundingly, I hear everywhere I go that crop insurance, you know, has to be protected. And that was certainly the focus over the last couple of Farm Bill cycles. But with that said, too, I think, you know, the more traditional farm policy that's more focused on income support, you know, remains incredibly important,
right? Even though
crop
insurance attracts a lot of attention,
producers,
Fisher said the
they put a lot of money on the line and margins are really small. And you can only handle so many years in a row of really low, either low prices or low margins. And so to me, despite the fact that crop insurance attracts a lot of attention, that entire, the entire suite of the farm safety net's incredibly important.
Fisher said starting with the market facilitation of the trade war with China, culminating them with the coronavirus food assistance program has helped keep producers afloat.
If you look at the last 3 years, I think 19 to 21 alone, there's about $100 billion that was infused into American agriculture. The challenge is that I shudder to think of what ag would look like had that not happened. But, you know, starting with the market facilitation, you know, on the trade war with China, culminating then with, you know, the coronavirus food assistance program, I mean, has really helped, you know, help keep producers afloat. And in a couple of those years, net income would have been roughly half of where it ended up had it not been for the federal government stepping in. And so I think the challenge now, you know, looking forward, is that with high input prices, but with ad hoc assistance drying up, where does that leave producers? And so you have a lot of growers scratching their heads, wondering, you know, exactly how am I going to pull back on fertilizer that I'm putting in the ground, things like that, as they try to figure out how to navigate this year.
To hear the complete conversation with Hayes and Fisher, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
No one works harder for Oklahoma than U.S. Senator James Lankford.
He's securing our borders,
supporting American energy,
fighting runaway inflation,
and standing for life and our values.
James's strong Second Amendment stand earned him an A rating from the NRA.
James Lankford is our faithful conservative leader who does the right thing the right way.
This is James Lankford, and I approve this message. With your vote on June the 28th, I'll keep fighting for our Oklahoma conservative values.
Paid for by family. For James Lankford.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.